Now let's move to Pakistan's neighbor Afghanistan, where there is also talk of negotiation with some elements of the Taliban. In an interview with the New York Times over the weekend, President Obama alluded to that and also said the U.S. is not winning. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is covering the story. Mary Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, what's the thinking behind talking with the Taliban inside Afghanistan?
Well, I think the thinking is that this seems to have worked in Iraq, so let's try it and see if it might work in Afghanistan.
Oh, you mean talking with some of the insurgent groups in Iraq?
Absolutely. What the president said is what seems to have helped turn the tide in Iraq, along with the surge, was reaching out to Sunni insurgents there, trying to figure out ways to peel some of them away from working with al-Qaeda and get them to work instead with the U.S. So if anything, the president acknowledged this is a more complicated prospect in Afghanistan, but he says, look, let's try it. There may be comparable opportunities there.
Although I'm thinking of an interview with a U.S. military commander a couple of years back, Mary Louise, and at that time, NATO had done some negotiating with the Taliban, and this American officer made it clear that he found that rather dismaying. How do military commanders think of this now?
Well, I think there remains some hesitation, but basically within the U.S., that's where this idea is really being pushed. General Petraeus, who is now the top commander in the overall region, he was overseeing some of the turnaround in Iraq. He has also said he sees opportunities. And if you walk the corridors at the Pentagon these days, as I do, this is what you hear. I brought a little bit of tape to give you a taste. This is from the current top commander in Afghanistan, General David McKiernan. He was at the Pentagon recently. NPR asked him about this idea of talking to the Taliban, and he said, look, it's going to work with some of them. It's not going to work with others. Here's what he said.
I agree with General Petraeus's characterization of there are some that are reconcilable and there are some that are irreconcilable. And the effects that I would say are most important are what happens at the local level with fighters, those who wish to lay down their weapons, choose another future, something that's an alternative to fighting in an insurgency.
So again, that was General David McKiernan talking. And that term he used there, reconcilable Taliban, we hear that a lot. I think we're going to be hearing it more.
Mary Louise Kelly, does reconciling the Taliban in Afghanistan mean some of the difficult compromises that Pakistan is now working through? Social policies that Westerners would find abhorrent, for example, or just supporting people that seem to be sympathetic to terrorists?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a concern. This is the group that harbored the people who attacked the U.S. on 9/11, after all. And you will hear concerns that if the U.S. goes too far in a policy along these lines and is too accepting of the Taliban, then you can ask quite reasonably, what were these last years of fighting them for? So in Afghanistan, where there has been a war ongoing for 8 years, it's a very complicated prospect. But I think at this point, there are not a lot of great options for how to proceed in Afghanistan. The Obama administration is weighing options and trying to figure out what are some of the least bad ones. And you know, let's be clear, Mr. Obama is not talking about inviting Mullah Omar to the White House for dinner, Mullah Omar being the top Taliban leader now believed to be hiding in Pakistan. You know, you hear a lot about the Mullah Omar types, but in fact, the Taliban is much more complicated than that. Are the people who get referred to as the Taliban, everybody from al-Qaeda terrorists to common criminals to people who are being paid to fight by the Taliban and may not have a particular stake other than the money.
In a couple of seconds,
separating this, it's difficult.
In a couple of seconds, if I might, is there an indication that the Taliban want to talk to the United States?
Well, that's a tough question, because from their point of view, they look at what's going on. Violence is up. Attacks are up. They have reason to believe they're winning. So it's not clear how much incentive they might have to negotiate at this point.
Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
She's NPR's defense correspondent.